Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady, and what a week it has been. I'm back. I'm here. I'm in all in one piece. And so is Keith, and so is Hemda. Hello, Keith and Hemda. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm just okay, baby.
Well, usually during the show, you'll pop a nicotine mint or two or three or four, right? How often would you do that?
Oh, I would lose count throughout the day. Probably like at least 20, 25 times a day.
How long ago did you quit smoking?
Like 5 or 6 years ago.
What age did you start smoking?
Age 17.
17.
Yeah.
Right? Regular badass. And now you're on your seventh day, no mints. No nicotine of any kind, true or false?
True.
And?
Freaking out, baby.
Yeah?
Yeah. So day one. So last time I saw you was the last day.
We were here for it.
Right, last weekend.
Yeah.
And then I went home. I was very tired. I got up for work the next day. I walked to the subway station. And I thought I was going to faint, and then I barfed in the trash can of the subway station, but it was not like real barf. It was just water that I had drank that morning. And I think my body was like, dude, enough is enough. And I had to go home, and then I went back to bed, and I slept till 4:30 p.m.
Wow.
Because I was just so tired.
What, do you think that's nicotine related?
No, but I didn't have any that day because I was sleeping all day and I didn't feel good. And then at night I was sort of craving it, but I was like, let's see how long we can take this. Next day, same thing. Friday got pretty tricky, let me tell ya.
But by then you're committed.
Right.
Yeah. And you're like, well, I already did it 2 days. You've never done it 2 days before,
no.
Right? So you kind of started getting it out of your system.
Exactly.
Ooh, that's
and
a tough day.
And then day three, I guess, is supposed to be the hardest day. Let me tell you, it is.
Okay, they're not lying.
No. And I was at work, and two of my colleagues got into an argument. And then one of my colleagues accidentally cut himself with a box cutter, and we didn't have enough first aid. So I had to, like, go to Duane Reade, and they had been arguing, and I just thought I was going to, like, murder someone.
That's so funny. I always, you know, she's saying, like, two adults are having a fight in a workplace. Like, how does that even work? Does HR have to come in like a kindergarten teacher? How does a fight end at work?
So is everything without nicotine, is everything exasperated? Everything's bigger than it probably is?
Yeah, it's like I'm jumping out of my skin, like there's... It's almost like being horny. It's like, you know, there's one thing that's going to make you feel better.
Right.
Like there's one thing that's going to fix it, but you can't have it. You
I
know,
have no idea what that feels like.
Exactly. Hemda's new to that.
Did you throw out all your mints?
No, I keep walking by them.
Oh,
and then I put them in.
Come on.
I put them in a different cupboard.
The in case of emergency cupboard, break glass.
Yes.
In case she has guests and they're out. You want to put out good mints.
I'm so sad to part with them.
Right. And then
they're expensive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones finale.
Ugh.
You got to watch that sober.
Yeah, I know. What the hell was I thinking?
You think you're going to stick with it? This is the first time you ever tried quitting like this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I feel good. I think I was, you know, my head was really hurting. I was getting these headaches.
Is that just from Game of Thrones finale?
No. I think from nicotine. Because like I said, I was having probably the equivalent of like 50 cigarettes a day's worth of nicotine, which it can't be good for you.
Probably, right.
FDA doesn't know everything, but...
And the doctor would be like, you should try to quit nicotine. It's not good for you. And I'd be like, but why? And she'd be like, it's just not.
Right.
And I couldn't get a straight answer out of her.
Because you're not going to get one of those throat holes from the mints, right?
Right. Yeah. But my heart might explode.
Okay.
You know, you never know. So
that's not as unnerving.
That doesn't bother anybody else.
Right. That's a quiet death of a polite young woman. So that's basically my update, guys.
Okay. All right.
Welcome.
Well, what did we think, by the way, watching Game of Thrones without nicotine?
Oh, gosh. I ate so much macaroni and cheese right before and chips. And I was just bored and disappointed.
Yeah. And you're such a, you're a lover of the show in that I would find you to be very forgiving. It didn't bother you that Arya came out of nowhere to kill the Night King shows
earlier.
No, that
was awesome.
Right. But this, you're like, what are you doing? I can't defend this.
This was like watching a bunch of people have a meeting at work to talk about logistics.
You know, what's funny is all of you who are watching that end, the Game of Thrones finale, you all sound like you're going on a date that you don't want to go on, but you're still going to have the bad sex. And then you did, and you're like, I knew it.
Yeah, we already took off work.
Yeah, we made
the reservation.
Yeah.
We paid for HBO.
Yeah. You're not happy with the way your partner smells, but let's hold our nose and go.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, no complexity. She's Hitler now. Bye.
Right. They say Game of Thrones is like pizza, even when it's something else. But I don't know.
And then, oh, he kills her. Somehow everybody finds out, even though they don't show that. And then we have to spend friggin' 20 minutes listening to them laugh about democracy.
And then they go, hey, everybody, your new king is going to be Bran. And all the people that supported the Mother of Dragons is going, okay, then.
Yeah, and since when did, like, just tell Grey Worm, yeah, we're sending Jon to the Night's Watch. And then Grey Worm sails off to Narth.
And oh my God, I love how you guys think you're saying normal things.
We get Jon. We get John back here. Yeah. Grey Worm's not going to know.
Right. Right.
The Unsullied aren't going to know.
They don't care about anything. They really take people's word for a lot.
And Arya didn't do anything cool this episode. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's going to go study abroad now.
You know, you guys are in an abusive relationship with this show, right?
Right, but we're trying to get over it. Okay. It needs to be talked out.
That's true. That's true. That's true. They can't get you again if you're aware.
So it turns out Bran.
Yeah.
Sees the future after all, right?
And
not
the
just
past.
The past. Okay.
Yeah.
So he knew
about
the dragon burning.
He's just being a little bitch.
He knew all the murderers. He is honestly, sincerely, the biggest villain of that entire show. Not the greatest person. He is a villain. He saw all these deaths coming and was waiting for his turn to be king. He's a shitbird. Speaking of birds,
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like he's not the king. He's just a placeholder so that Tyrion has to make all the decisions.
Okay. Tyrion, who just who got his friend burned for no reason, then went, guess I was wrong in that.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, you fucking murder her.
Yeah.
Don't get put in jail and like throw your pin down the stairs like a little bitch.
When they get out of jail, these guys, by the way, what number do they ask for their shave from the barber? It's never like, oh, I got my life together and shaved it all off. They still trim. Jon Snow, Tyrion, they get out of lockup and right away they see a barber and he's not too bad.
I know.
Never mind Khaleesi's braids.
That was the only way you could tell how much time had passed.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't do like 2 weeks later on a Chiron. They just did like 2 weeks of beard later on someone's face.
1 5 o'clock, no, 7 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was weird because there's a couple people who I respect at the viewing party that I go to who said that they liked it.
Because they're trying to, you know what they're doing.
They don't. I don't respect them anymore.
That's how people stay in abusive relationships. Yeah. Don't blame the victim.
They're trying to hold on to things. You know, this...
this is all I have.
Yeah, even my friend Craig, out of nowhere, he texted me in all caps, the show was fine. It's like,
little Craig, I'm shocked.
I go, that's what you're, I didn't start the conversation with you. You know, he's responding to a petition online, all these haters. And he's just like, it was fine, people. Like, with passion, you said it was fine. It's okay. It sucked. It's all right.
Yeah.
I'm not going around killing people over it.
The chicken's dry.
Yeah, yeah, the chicken's dry. Let us complain for a minute.
The burger is overcooked, okay?
And the sauce doesn't make up for it.
That's right.
My wife is ugly. Get over it.
Right.
It's like, yeah, your fucking wife is ugly, dude. That's it.
You're right.
That's all we're saying.
You're right.
But we do have to talk about last week's episode.
That's the point. Yeah,
that's why we're here. Mm-hmm. Episode 3,074.
It's a little ridiculous,
it's fun
right?
to say the yeah. numbers. Human Shit, the Poo Movie. Mm-hmm. Now, not my favorite title.
Okay, one of my favorites.
Just,
you know what it is?
Catalogical.
Sometimes with titles, okay, so sometimes with titles, we all throw it out. We're mm-hmm. like, oh, this is good, that good. And, you know, we have like a little powwow. We take a little vote. It works out. Sometimes Keith looks me dead in the eye and goes, we need to call it Poo Sunday, the fifth element of, you know, finance. I don't know. And I'm just like, no. And then he's like, okay, but maybe yes. And I'm like, oh, you're too serious. That's all you, babe. Like, it's just sometimes we're like, you got to look in someone else's face and go, this means too much for them. And you let it go.
Let him have it.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So she let you have this
Well,
one?
I forget who came up with this one. Okay, I did. We were talking during that show. I was telling him to the top five movies in theaters. And she can't believe
know,
these movies
I
are being made.
It. I love every time you explain something that's normal to him. Right. That she freaks out.
So a Pika Pika is a detective?
Life is fun, you guys.
A video game, it was. A movie, it is now. Hedgehog teeth? Blue? Right. Fat lady can't be robber.
Right.
Only hot lady.
But she's right, though, to laugh at some of these. You don't realize how ridiculous a movie is until it goes through the Henda filter, until you have to explain it. You know, it's almost, speaking of abusive relationships, you don't really understand your relationship until you explain it to a friend, and you're like, oh, yeah, these words are ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's a hot robber, and not to equate it with ugly, a fat robber, and they're going to be friends. How? The movie.
One of them is a little bit rude and crude. Right. Can you guess which one? Right. It's not the hot one.
It's never the hot one.
And also, I watched the trailer for that movie, and Anne Hathaway's accent is like so over the top. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
sometimes I wonder if they're like, I know I'm in a shitty movie. I'm going to be ridiculous. Maybe these accents are winks to the audience. I know it's going to get 15% of Rotten Tomatoes. Mate.
Oh, I love how much credit you're giving Anne Hathaway.
Who knows?
Okay, she's so deep.
Academy Award winner.
Yeah, she sang live in a movie when they filmed it. Mm. Yeah, you can't really, I mean, that's hard to do.
People do it every night.
Right. That's the thing, though. It's like, yeah, I didn't like the Game of Thrones finale, but would I, you know, would I go back and do it differently? No. Will I probably see this movie about one hot robber and one fat robber who are scammers? Yeah, of course I will. What else do I have going on?
Right.
You know, I don't think of myself, my time is not that valuable. Not where all.
I do think we need to be aware of that. Your time is not that precious. Everybody's time is not that precious. Yeah. It's like, I don't have time. You don't, huh?
Just give it a rest.
What
you know?
Magical things are you guys doing right. with no time in your
you
life?
You go into a place, you sit in a comfortable chair, and pictures move and sounds happen. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's music or a montage. Yeah. And you can leave or not.
Right.
And, and you're free and you're an American. Yeah. And you're proud to be an American because right. at least you know you're free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can use the bathroom. You can use the water supplies. You can get cakes and candies.
You could buy a soda that's huge.
Too huge. Too huge. You could blow out your bladder in an hour and a half.
And you know what else you could do? You could take popcorn and buy a bunch of crunch and mix them together.
Mix it together. And guess what? You don't got to clean up after.
You eat it all in the dark. You shove it in your mouth. Yeah. Shove, 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 shove.
Yeah.
And then you're going to walk out and be like, pardon me, but this movie was actually quite bad.
Yeah,
let me take to the internet and tell the people. Type, 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 type.
Don't waste your time with popcorn and candy.
Right.
Just live your life.
People say $10 is a lot for these movies. I'm surprised there's even a movie.
Yeah.
You know, you could just throw shit around. You think you'd pay $10 for someone to clean up your mess?
I would pay $10 to sit in a dark room by myself eating. Right. Any day of the week.
And now Brad Pitt's talking to me?
Okay. Right.
Okay. Right. Oh, look, an outfit from 1940, I suppose. I believe you. Okay. I gotta do look it up. This is fun.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
Keith gets it. Yeah. Kenda, you don't get it.
I need to look at my time a little bit more. I
I've seen the light. Honestly, it's shining bright now.
I'll tell you something that I'm a little too invested in. Avengers Endgame beating out Avatar for the making the most money of all time. Oh, yeah.
I'm happy about that. We need to stop with the Avatar.
Avatar, $2.78 billion. As of this recording, Endgame, $2.62 billion.
Let's go, Endgame.
Come on, baby.
I saw Avatar in the movie theater in IMAX at 10:30 a.m. with my ex-boyfriend. Ugh. And I hadn't had any coffee. It was a really bad choice all around.
Mm. I watched it in 3D. I took the 3D glasses off halfway and I was like, it's not worth it. My eyes are hurting. My brain is hurting. You guys are fake deep.
But that is how I have sex now, is I just braid my hair with someone else's. And it's really awesome. So it was kind of like a porno for me.
Right. Maybe that's the 86.
Mm-hmm. Braiding your hair together. By the way, me and Kyle, we did the 86 the other night. It lasted about 2 seconds because we were giggling. But it's a little impractical.
Oh, I love that you guys tried it. Yeah. That's great. Your father has influenced your sex life unbeknownst to him.
Right. All right, stick your face in the pillow. Ass up. This is dumb.
What a fucking visual. Yeah. It's so funny because your dad was like, his whole point was don't be a fucking perv. And you're like, thanks for the thought.
Right. What other numbers you got, Dad? Yeah. What's the 33?
Like, definitely don't go to Pornhub.com and click on the right.
All right. Should we move on?
Let's move on.
Do you want to talk about the poll?
Well, the poll was, did you have a good Mother's Day? And 2-1, mothers did have a good Mother's Day.
I did. I was at my grandmother's funeral. Okay. So it was awesome.
Did you get her something?
Yeah. Got her eulogy.
I eulogized her. Okay. Eulogized the shit out of that lady.
That's better sweet. Than a card from Hallmark.
But yeah. Do you want to know what was funny? I woke up and I went out into the living room and my mom was like, oh, would you want some coffee if I made some? And I was like, yeah, that's great. She goes, okay, I'll make some, even though it's Mother's Day. Because I had forgotten. Oh. And so I was just like, all right, go back into bed, go to sleep, wake up, I'll bring you food. And she was like, no, that's boring.
See, my dad would do that and then be surprised.
And then she made coffee and then, you know, we went to a funeral. She's a practical person. She was just giving me a hard time. Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah. My mom wished Kyle a happy Mother's Day.
That's really nice.
Which only showed to me that my dad certainly is not telling her about these letters to my ex, you know, because he wouldn't want to encourage that.
Mm-hmm. So. I said happy Mother's Day, Ima. Ima is in Hebrew, and I call my mother-in-law Ima sometimes. So okay. I said that to her, and she wrote something special nice back to me. And I also said happy Mother's Day to my brother's wives because I'm like, thank you for being with my brothers. You guys are the best. You're the best. They really are the greatest mommies.
Sweet.
They're awesome.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. They're fucking toddlers. You know, what are they going to have problems with?
From that to free abortions. Yes. With Karen Feehan.
Speaking of kids. Yeah. Georgia was the first state to have these major abortion bans. Not to jump ahead, of course, followed by Alabama. Now we're looking into Missouri, Mississippi, Ohio, etc. Yeah, it's scary, shocking stuff. The law doesn't go into effect for a bit, so
get all your abortions now.
Get some Plan B pills now. Get some. You know.
Yeah, that's a good idea to stock up on Plan B.
Yeah,
but what's funny, and I said this.
And by the way, also, even though the laws aren't into effect, when we're talking about these states, we're talking about an Alabama that has literally one doctor willing to perform the abortion if he's even still willing. You have Georgia, maybe at the most, there's three hospitals that are willing to perform an abortion. So it's already slim pickings.
Yeah, that's really fucking rough.
Yeah.
I love that we're like, you don't want a baby? Jail!
Right.
But I think that the father should go to jail too.
Mm-hmm. Well, just put him in jail regardless.
Right.
Honestly.
What's he going to do? Good?
But how about fatherless children should go to, those fathers should go to jail? Like if you...
Hemda, why are you trying to send everyone to jail? We have a crisis on our hands. Mass incarceration.
Because Hemda's saying, you can't arrest us all. Why don't you just put a jail around America?
You know what? We just gave them ideas. Let's move on.
I think that, we need to elect lawmakers, blah, 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 bomb Elizabeth Warren. Check out her platform. Let's not leave it up to the courts. It's crazy that this decision rests in the hands of one Supreme Court precedent.
Right. And that it rests in the hands also of all these males.
And women who can't get pregnant.
And in Alabama's case, it's all males, and then one governor, the governor happens to be female. And like I'm just saying, none of these people can get pregnant. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you gotta have a working womb to have an opinion.
That's cool.
Thank
you. Cool take.
Thank you.
It's taken a long time. I mean, it's been less than almost 100 years since we could vote.
So. Right.
Oh my God.
Almost.
Oh my God.
What are you guys doing on that day? Cleaning kitchens or something? What are you, how are you going to celebrate?
Ironically, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're like, we're taking cleaning kitchens back. We've always loved it, but we had an issue with you making us do it. That's all.
I think I'm going to tell a guy he's doing a good job at something that he's not doing a good job at.
Oh, Tuesday.
Yeah. Karen is so interesting what she cares about, what she doesn't. Like, so upset about dog murder, which is upsetting. I'll grant you that.
Right.
But doesn't care about, like, obese children or whatever.
Right.
No, she's downright disgusted. I love... That's her whole platform.
She contains multitudes.
Yeah.
She's very funny.
Yeah, she'll hear, you know, I'll say, a dog was, and she's like, oh, no! it's probably not going to end the dog was president. She's like, oh, shit! What's going to happen? Ah, same old dog was abused, but the owner can get another one.
But yeah. She's also like, she says the nastiest fucking shit through this smile and like, you know, she's just like this little tiny pixie thing.
She's
like a Rottweiler.
Extremely funny and cool.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying.
I was just going to say, yeah.
I've never really hung around with her. I've only seen her in passing here, but.
She seems like she could have a hate streak, right?
She gives me panic and fear.
I keep a picture of Michael Vick's dogs in my wallet in case she gets too much. Yeah. I just take it out.
The thing is she's so sweet. She's such a little sweetie pie. And she's only, like, she's just yapping. She's like a little yappy dog, you know?
And you know what happens to those kinds of dogs?
Hello.
Yeah, they kill babies.
Slammed into walls.
What do you think about that one story where the woman thought her dog was dead?
Amazing.
Buries the dog.
She's in my hall of fame with the 129-year-old woman and Amethyst Realm who married a ghost.
Had to be a lazy burying because the dog gets out. And dogs are, this is how sweet dogs are. Goes back to the owner.
But hey. I really liked your point, which is like, if you didn't tell anybody about this, nobody would know.
Right.
So obviously there's something weird about you.
Yeah.
This isn't a weird story about the dog. This is a weird story about you.
Why are you telling? And that makes me think, what aren't you telling?
Yeah. What else have you buried?
But do you think maybe the dog died and she's like, hey, my dog died. And then he came back and she's like, well, I can't say I had a new dog.
Who'd she tell that her dog died?
When you tell people your dog died?
No,
how
it just
long
happened.
Could her dog have been buried for?
Couldn't have been overnight.
Good point.
Woke up from its nap.
Good point.
I'm going to leave a bell and a straw in the ground just in case. I'm old school.
Yeah, that was a great one. That was one of the best. Weird but true. Involves an animal. Still good.
You're allowed to fuck your wife's friends when she does that, right? She buries your dog thinking it's dead and it's not? No? Okay. No.
I mean,
you looked it up.
I mean, unless you have some kind of an arrangement.
Right. It's still about consent and talking and communication.
You have to. Okay. That's what I'm learning.
It just seemed extreme. That's all. Okay. Staying corrected.
I love how Keith's punishment is, I fuck your friends now, right?
Right.
Boy, Kyle must have the hottest friends, Keith.
She's got some good looking friends. we asked, by the way, for the poll, speaking of Karen, do you use anti-wrinkle products? Karen brought up a face roller.
Yeah. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
And what happened? Kyle was in here the next week. She got the motherfucking face roller because she heard the show.
And it was like a negative commercial. We're all laughing at this face roller, even Karen. She obviously brought it up as like, look at this ridiculous thing I did. And she's knowing she's an idiot for getting it. But Kyle couldn't help herself. So please, you ever say you're unattracted to my Crocs and you roll your face like it's dough.
Oh, yeah. That's comparable.
It's silly. Crocs are practical. What is a face roller? She's like, well, only $15. I'm like, okay.
I bet it feels good.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
It's like a little massage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. People like to take care of themselves in all different ways.
In all different ways.
I use a vitamin C serum and a
serum
toner. And
what's a serum?
Moisturizer like, with SPF.
Is it like lotion? Just fancy name?
It's like concentrated vitamin C liquid.
Oil?
and it kind of like stings, so you feel like it's doing something.
Right. If we're not smoking, right? We're hurting somehow.
You got to.
Right. You got to feel.
But I mean, my sister-in-law, my stepbrother's wife, she has a PhD, and she's like a science professor at a university. She knows everything about science and biology and whatever. And she's pretty plain, you know? She doesn't wear makeup or do anything. She's like, the only way to have good skin is to stay out of the sun and to eat well.
I can't do that.
I know. It's like, yeah, we know. Mm-hmm. But also, we love to buy stuff.
That's true.
So let us do that. It's the same as the movies.
But this is how Keith takes care of himself. He has to tell everybody that they're ridiculous. He feels better. His wrinkles go away.
Yeah.
Look Keith, at his face.
Your skin is really gorgeous. Yeah. What do you do? Do you moisturize?
Once in a while, I'll remember to put some lotion on, but not really. I voted no in the poll to do you use anti-wrinkle products. 21% of our audience said yes. We do. I think if you have something that says serum on it, that counts.
It's not specifically a non-wrinkle serum. It is just a vitamin C serum.
Right. But if you use face masks, that would go down as a yes.
Oh, I don't do that.
Okay. Do you roll your face?
No. Okay. Not yet.
Only on my pillow.
I'm excited to start, though. Karen's doing it. Kyle's doing it.
It's a yes if you do things exclusively for the eyes.
I'm not going to buy one, though, but I'll take my rolling pin.
Yeah, when you're done in the kitchen.
Yeah,
I was just going to punch myself in the face later several times.
I splash a little flour on my face, keep from sticking, and then I do a little rolling.
Nice. That makes you look older, though.
Well, I don't know.
The flour.
I'm waiting for it to come back.
All right, moving on.
Yes.
Banned from Tinder with Marga Gomez.
Yes.
I hadn't heard her before. On the show. So I'm always intrigued by an old friend who comes back.
Okay. Now, as somebody that can, let's say, feel anxiety, does she make you tense in any way with her?
Yeah. 100%.
Okay.
I'm like, fucking spit it out, Marga. What are we talking about here? What are you saying?
Right.
So say it.
It was so much fun for me. Mm-hmm. I hate to say that, but I'm just like.
Why? Because she was like, I was flirting with you.
Yeah, it was
in
fun.
In your own house when we were looking for the remote.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's flirting? Okay.
Well, she's like, is it in here? You know, she's being dirty.
She was being cute. I'm like, is Marga hitting on me? But she wasn't hitting on me is the thing. But I'm like, is there a vibe here? Like, if I wasn't celibate, would she go for it? And I guess I was right.
Well, she announced her age. That was a big deal. She's all prepared for it. She mentioned that before the show started also. She's like, I'm gonna say it today. Like, okay. I know it, but okay.
I got to say, though, I'm 43 years old. I would absolutely date a 65-year-old that is Marga. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's not an age. She is fantastic.
Keeping it tight.
Yeah.
Like rolling crazy. Her face every day.
She's a roller in each hand.
Yeah.
And she's cool, you know? She's like not like, oh, I'm 65 and I have these set ways or this weird thing or I'm done living. She's just cool as hell. Right.
Yeah. She was really fun to listen to. I love her little sweet giggle. And
Yeah.
And we were talking about the beginning of the end of Game of Thrones with her. And it's funny that she just got on board and is trying to figure out the dinosaurs.
I thought it was weird to hear, and she told me this in private also, that Hennessy like body checked her.
I have that in my notes. Hennessy pushing Marga.
Like, I wonder who else he did that to, you know? And I start like running people in my head. I'm like, maybe that person, you know? I don't know how you get physical with people all the time, but I wonder, like, you know, in hindsight, you start going like, oh, that person, I had a weird relationship and then I let it go because there was like some static, you know. There was this woman when I first started dating Hennessy. There was this woman who I just was hanging out with, and she's a lesbian. And I was like, oh, is she interested in me? But I was like, I don't know. We're having fun. Like, she's not being weird about anything. But Hennessy was like, obviously she's into you. Blah blah blah. And I'm like, let me figure this out. But the static of that, I was like, wow, this is not worth me going out to make this friend if it's going to create all the static.
Right.
And I think that's I think I didn't notice that that's me changing my behavior for mm-hmm. someone, you know?
Right.
Like, I was just making a friend. And when she hits on me, I'll figure that shit out, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I remember once being out with Hennessy, and I don't know if, like, maybe he was drinking my beer or something, and I said something, I thought obviously joking, like, oh, first you took my girl, now you're taking my beer. And then later, Hennessy told Henda that I went, fuck you, you took my girl. And I'm like,
oh, I don't
how do I explain
that.
To Henda? Yeah, but those weren't the words.
I honestly can't see you going, you took my girl.
Right.
And also, even if you did feel that way, I know your ego would never say sure. that out loud to someone. I also know, like, if you believed it, that's exactly why you wouldn't say that out loud, because that's not the way that you make things happen.
Like, well, I also wouldn't want to deal with anything. That's so now I'd have to deal with it with Hennessy, who I told, and or Henda.
Right, right. Yeah, you're not that kind of passive aggressive.
Right. So I don't need that. I don't need body checking and tricks.
Yeah. Mm.
Thank you.
I mean, I've never been body checked over jealousy. No. But I hope to someday.
Well, you're young.
You know, right? There's still time.
We asked the poll, do you lie about your age? 11% sometimes, 0% always. Mm. Well, if what? You have to fill out the
oh, no, because maybe like form. Your spouse knows, so you can't, you know.
Right. 89% never.
Okay. I think part of that 89 is lying.
Right.
This part.
Well, they haven't gotten old enough yet to lie about it.
Oh, okay.
But it is odd to me that people lie about their age younger. When I can see you, I sincerely think if you're lying, make yourself older.
No, I totally get it. Because once you tell your age, people start speaking to you different. Like, you make it known. I remember saying I'm 43 to a couple of comics, and they were like, what? And I'm like, no, now I'm not your peer in this way. Now I'm your peer in this way.
But when you're younger, I mean? You're dumber.
I know,
and when you say you're older, you look better.
That's why you should always be 35.
Chelsea Peretti has a joke about that in her Netflix special where she's like, lie and say you're much older and then go into a cafe and be like, I haven't been here in 60 years.
My dad used to do that. If he turned 50, he'd be like, I'm 57. And people would go, you don't look a day over 53. And he's like, uh-huh. He found that amusing.
Well, I'm going to be 31 on June 2nd, which is coming up.
My half birthday.
Yeah. If any listener out there wants to wish me a happy birthday.
You're giving them time to get prepared.
Go ahead. Right? Oh, start now.
Happy.
Oh, I see.
No, I jumped the gun. But it is, like I said, June 2nd, mm-hmm. Bianca's birthday. Okay. She's going to be 31.
Okay. How are we celebrating?
I might have a karaoke party.
I'm making a cigarette cake.
Oh, don't do it.
The candles are cute.
Oh, my God.
You got to smoke them out.
It might actually be, like, healthier for me to smoke a cigarette now.
Okay.
Instead of what?
Do you hear yourself? I thought you were going to say it might be healthier for me to just eat the whole cake.
No, like... Because I do have secret cigarettes for an emergency.
Okay.
Who are they a secret from? Because they should be a secret from you.
Right.
You should have to call a friend and go, just fucking tell me.
Where do you...
No, they're in my... Because I had... Like,
she won't tell us where they are because she knows we're going to take
them.
In
my drawer of my desk, of my little desk drawer.
But that means you have a space for it in your drawer because you don't throw things around willy-nilly.
Until you get rid of that space with something else, you're always going to have that crutch there. Do you separate the cigarettes from the lighter the way gun owners should be treating their guns?
I do, actually.
Good. Good. Make it a second move.
The lighter is in the everyday drawer. Right.
That even the new you would
they're
use
in,
that.
They're in separate rooms.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And this is New York. Not much is in a separate room. Maybe the toilet if you're lucky.
Yeah, yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Baby steps.
Yeah. Okay, should we move on?
Please.
Sure. 3077. Sit on it with Matt Bacchus.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay. Behind the scenes shit.
Ooh.
Keith already knows. I see his face.
The ad?
No.
Okay.
The ad. Okay, but we'll get to that.
I just got a call today from an ad we did for HelloFresh. And during this ad, Hemda says, so if you already have it downloaded, you have it. But in the ad, Hinda says, yeah, HelloFresh, it's a meal kit, but they package the meal separately. Other services don't do that. And I know we're not even supposed to. I don't even know if we're allowed to say that.
Right.
Right? So I'm like, Hinda, we don't talk about other services. And then I start going, and then I go, I love HelloFresh, yada, yada, yada. I mean, these other meal services, they rape you. And and then I go on, and so they go, we can't have the line that meal kits rape people.
That's why you got to subscribe.
Right.
Download it before we have to, like,
so adjust. So I had to take that line out.
Yeah, just snip it out.
I wanted to leave it and just do it again, but they said your other choice is to take it out and do it again. And I'm like, well, if either way I'm taking it out, then... Okay, assume there's a rape comment in there.
Well, what's funny is the gentle way that they say, how do you want to handle this?
Right.
And we're like,
ignoring it.
No, we're adamant about this.
Can I rape my way out of it?
So I did rape back. Like, all right, so I took that line out, and I do understand now that a meal kit raping somebody has no merit. I certainly didn't even look it up. I just assumed, and that was certainly wrong.
Although, honestly, I was raped by a meal kit. But if we're going to minimize my pain.
Honestly.
Those cucumbers are big.
Believe victim. Right.
No, my
it's
behind
a really scene. Scary time for meal kits. Okay. What kind of a future are we going to have for our meal kits?
So, my behind
yeah,
the scenes
what's yours?
Thing was before the show started, Matt Back is...
What a sweetie, bona fide sweetie pie.
Mm-hmm. Total sweetie pie, goes with everything, laughs at everything. And so when he comes in, like, I rib him a lot, you know, because he says, like, funny sort of man-child things, mm-hmm. you know. And so I'm just like, bah, you're like this. And he laughs, right? But then I get that text from Keith. I get it in Slack.
Oh, it's
like,
right.
And he goes, don't do that too much. Like, what did you say? Like,
something
calm
like try not to kill him in the first minute.
Yeah, and I was like, not with Matt Backus.
Okay, so right away, what happened was Matt saying how he's one of these guys that, you know, hits on somebody online and then all of a sudden ghosts them because he got the attention he wanted.
Yeah, too tired.
So obviously that upsets Hinda. I see her eyes change. And normally I wouldn't say anything,
like
but
the mother of dragons.
Yes, but recently, not only have we been talking about it, but she said she learned something from you, Bianca, about how she rips on friends and it can come off harsh. Paul Hooper, Christian Finnegan. So I'm saying, hey, if you give a shit, this is what you do. And then Hendo's like, oh, no, no, no. And I'm like,
no, because this is Matt Backus. Like,
yeah, it's different.
Oh, right.
Come on.
Okay.
I didn't think I was ripping it. I thought, like, this is how we have fun. I don't know. Is everyone
that's
a fucking pussy?
That's what you said about everyone. And you said you learned something is the only reason that I said.
I don't know. I rip on you guys.
So now you took back. You learned anything.
No,
tell Bianca
learn.
You didn't learn a fucking thing. Tell her.
I did learn a fucking thing. In fact, spoiler alert for next week, Christian Finnegan was on and I was gentle as a motherfucker. I even said, and I quote, I hope, on the show, that's a good point, Christian.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Oh, amazing. A conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
I was so nice. I was like extra nice. I was very.
Did you address it? Not to skip ahead.
No, because okay. Keith wouldn't let me.
Well, she said, should I say, hey, maybe I treat you like a boyfriend or something like that? And I go, he's just going to take it antagonistic. It's
right.
Not going to be a real conversation. There's no point.
So I went with that.
So instead, she was nicer to Christian and just attacked me. Kyle, what do you hate about Keith? Well, you'll see. That's coming out next week.
But so with the Matt Backus thing, I was like, really, Keith? Like, that's
well, just, I don't. You were sweet to him on the episode.
Matt Backus. That's how I talked to him. That's how I talked to him before the show. It wasn't a big deal. And I really truly believe that Matt is a silly goose like that and that he is taking it that way. But what was funny is Keith warned me, like, don't attack Matt. You know, he's precious. He's a little bitch. And then on the show.
She might have read into it, but okay.
And then Keith on the show, loves Matt. He's trying to protect him.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said to him on the show? He fucking ripped him a new one. He called him what?
Well, he was lying about Croc.
Okay. And then you called him like a piece of shit or something. No. And I'm like, oh, I need to calm down.
Somehow
but he's
still
a piece
nicer
of shit.
Than you when you attack.
No.
Isn't that interesting?
No, it's not. No, it's you should get to know yourself a little bit.
Yeah. What did you learn, Keith?
What did you, think it was a tacky?
Yeah.
Okay.
But every,
no, for you were a tacky.
Yeah.
Okay.
But everything that Keith says is, you know, veiled with sarcasm and behind a...
But that's what I'm doing. Well,
No.
I'm calling the truth.
Yeah, you're really invested in the truth. Like,
so sorry. No, but with Matt, I think
I was
being fun.
You're too tired to date, you know? Which is, I appreciate that. with him, because I think that that's like,
I think he appreciates it too.
Yeah, and he was a good sport about it.
He knows it's dumb.
He didn't get its backup, but.
You can't say dumb shit and expect me to go, okay, that's not dumb. I start shit and don't like to finish. Okay, then you get jerked off with no happy ending. I don't understand.
You were trying to find out about him dating.
Right.
And I realized he wasn't really answering these questions. So I texted him that he's not good at specific questions and try not to kill him in minute two.
What is it? What is this Keith protecting men about me? You know what I mean?
And then,
try not to kill Matt Backus.
And then Henda said out loud, oh, really, Keith? And I went, well, already, I guess I regret it so much. No, I did the right thing. I wouldn't do it again. But she did act like she was learning from Bianca. And so I thought, hey, maybe this is a time to look at your lesson
book. That doesn't mean I have to treat everybody with gloves, with like little kitty gloves.
Right, she learned nothing.
Little precious babies.
But how do you defend your Crocs rampage?
Thank you.
Crocs.
Please, Keith, the floor is yours.
Because he was lying.
And the truth.
But
he
wasn't lying about being too tired to date. But you don't care if he's lying about that as much as you care if he's lying about something that's important to you.
Yes, that's important. Period. Yes.
Important to you.
It's important. When someone's telling you to your face that flip-flops are so easy and stay on like shoes, you're dealing with a liar. Now, why are we lying about something so dumb?
This right? is fun. This is awesome.
That's completely
because
different.
Because Keith doesn't know that he's doing exactly what...
You guys are the same two peas in a pod.
Okay, don't push Keith it. This is terrible. We need to take that peas in a pod picture down. That's not cute, Bianca. We are not the same in any way.
Okay. Sorry.
No, I'll take it in. I'm willing to grow.
Turns out that episode, it was brought to light that I'm some sort of an evil genius.
A little bit.
According to a listener email.
A little bit.
Disagree. Just here to listen. Mm-hmm. Just here to ask questions.
Like a therapist that gets shit out of you.
Yeah.
Just answer a question with a question.
I'm not doing anything special here.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Just little old me.
Wait until the little you without nicotine. People are going to be in trouble.
Oh, I couldn't wait until last week after I got that fucking text from Keith. I'm like, I'm telling on you to Bianca, telling me to stifle myself about Matt Backus. Little Matt Backus.
Now picture that in 14.
Can fucking handle it.
15 years. It's the first time I've ever said to him that, hey, what do you think of this?
No, it's not the first time.
You went,
you calm me down all the time.
Backus,
and you always try to calm me down.
Well, take that in. Thank
Keith,
you, Penda.
You fucking explode every other episode
Thank
about
you,
nothing.
Penda. Thank you.
Matt Backus. Oh, Matt Backus, I mean, can't handle it.
For my money, it's more egregious that to me that he is too tired to date than he doesn't like Crocs.
Yeah, don't say dumb shit. Because then I get to say dumb shit back at you.
But I say wear whatever shoes you want, Keith, right. and
Thank you.
Go with
I'm wearing
God.
Crocs right now, and they're flip-flops,
yeah,
and so they are the most comfortable things in the world.
So listen to this. Listen to this. So Henda is attacking these Crocs.
Attacking.
As she was wearing them. He's like, can I just take this fucking Matt guy on for a second? She's jumping on Matt's side. She's wearing the motherfuckers.
I don't think I jumped on Matt's side. I'm all about Crocs. I wear them out like a crazy person.
Well, you didn't sound it.
I think I did. I think you stopped listening because you went red.
You don't want Mary Matt.
Oh, yes. Xerxes, that's okay, right?
Now, we asked the audience, Crocs, yes, no? 29% say yes. 71% are fake snob bitches.
Guys, we need to get that up. The next question is the 71%, have you ever put your foot in Crocs? Because that's what it took for me to
Sometimes
do it.
Sometimes I think, I agree with you, they're comfortable, but they are so light. Mm-hmm. They're lighter than a normal shoe.
That's what's great.
And it's maybe, for whatever reason, it freaks me out. Like, they're too light.
Right, it's too good. You got to have pain. Right. You don't have nicotine.
Exactly.
Okay, if you have nicotine, you can wear Crocs.
But also...
Bianca wants the cleats on the inside.
Fun fact about Bianca, my left foot is a whole size bigger than my right foot.
Whoa.
So...
Do you have to buy two pairs of shoes?
I wish I could. Instead, every shoe is just uncomfortable.
Damn.
Do you want to see?
Yeah.
We could. And so do you have to... Do you wear like two socks on the other foot?
No, I just get a blister and I just choose which foot I want to get a blister on.
Damn.
So do you go the small size or the bigger size?
Bigger size.
Okay.
Of course, yeah. Okay. So feet are on the, I kind of see it with the big toe.
Your left foot is bigger.
Yeah.
Much bigger.
Yeah. Okay. It's not like you can see it coming.
Well, they say that's how you judge a woman's vagina, and I'm just confused. All right. We'll never know.
No, it's how you judge her uterus.
I have a huge vagina. No, it's normal. No, it's tiny.
I don't know which way it should be. It's too tight.
I don't have one. But I've never heard of it.
I'm a Barbie doll.
Who? Anyway, that was the week, guys.
Yep.
That's it.
Good.
That was fun.
Yeah.
So now we go through and say who the favorite guests were down to least favorite. But least isn't derogatory. It's just somebody has to be lower on the bottom.
Right? You know what? This week is hard. Karen, Marga, and Matt. Let's just talk about who we'd be on a picnic with.
We're doing picnic?
Yeah, we'll do picnic. So Karen, she can't sit still at a picnic.
I feel like she wouldn't like a picnic.
No, she would not.
And she would be complaining about ants.
She'd call you a pussy for bringing her to the park with a blanket and nice things.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wants to wrestle.
Yeah.
Okay. So then there's Marga and Matt.
She'd get lost on her way to the picnic, so she's out. Right. She can't find the spot. We dropped a pin, but she can't find the specific meadow that we're in the park. So.
So Matt it is.
She maybe shows up like 5 minutes before we're done doing the picnic.
So it'll be Henda and Matt yelling at each other at a picnic.
Oh, that's fun. I know that Matt is cool with this.
And I'll be at the movies.
In my Crocs. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Apparently Matt and I are getting married in a picnic. All right. I see you guys looking at each other. I'm not serious. Of course I like Xerxes. I get it.
Is that your boyfriend?
Sort of.
Okay. I don't care if you marry Matt at a picnic.
Xerxes, is that you?
Here's my impression of Xerxes. Do whatever you want.
Right. That's also the impression of my mom, but you knew what to do.
It's up to you. I love you no matter what.
I hear him. Thank you.
All right. You want to sing us out?
Yeah. Let me think. I need to get inspired. Mm-hmm. I haven't thought of anything.
Okay.
Oh, I remember when Rock was young, me and Susie had so much fun, holding hands and skipping stones, something, something done, and the place of my own. But the best shoe I ever got was a little bit of thing called Croc. There were other shoes walking around the block, but I'm Keith and I'm walking in a mock Croc. So Croc rocking is something shocking, and your feet just can't keep still. I never had me a better shoe, and I guess I never will. Whether it's Friday or Saturday night, well, Keith is wearing his Crocs, and Apia posted her bare butt on the forums. Crocs, KeithandTheGirl.com.